Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Gootscast. This week, it's Tuesday, the final day of August, the end of summer. What a weird, shitty, lame summer, huh?
No, I don't know. CM Punk came back. That was pretty cool.
I mean, in terms of the world. I mean, I don't... Yeah, CM Punk coming back was great.
Oh, you mean in terms of the world? It's been a shitty 3 years, yeah.
Yeah. No, 2020 was a golden age, but this is like... All right, let's get into this feels like a TV show that knows it's about to be canceled. This did
They booked a lot for next week.
I know, but like dude, it just feels like they've on their own borrowed time. I just feel like just the tone. You can sense when WWE has given up on something, and this just feels like they've given up.
Well, this is the first tonight was the first taped NXT in a bit.
Yeah.
They've been live for a while, and this first, I believe, after TakeOver, they filmed a whole bunch, and I'm pretty sure next week is taped as well.
Yes, next week is taped, and I think then this changes take place.
Yeah, maybe there's 2 weeks, including this week, of taped stuff, and then after that, there's going to be some changes, but yeah, this was my first time watching wrestling since last Wednesday, actually, and let me tell you, it wasn't that exciting. I thought I'd be more excited because I haven't watched this in a long time, but nah, it really wasn't. So, taped episode, we start off right away with Mandy Rose coming out with her goth squad of Gigi Dolin and JC Jane. Mandy Rose, by the way, sporting new gear that looks incredible.
She looked amazing.
How is she not
on the main roster?
How is she not a huge star? I don't understand how Mandy Rose.
I don't understand. Yeah, that's it. Dude, how about that? Because now, what if Otis, instead of these two girls, it was Otis being her lackey on SmackDown?
Supposedly, that Otis storyline was her idea, too.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying, like, what if they turned her and Otis? It would have been so much better if Otis turned heel because she made him, because she's like a controlling cunt. Like, that would have been such a better storyline than whatever they're doing.
If she's the one who pitched the Otis storyline and she looks like that and she can wrestle decently, I have no idea why she's fucking on NXT. I have no idea where, like, you're telling me she pitches ideas. She looks
like that.
She probably
I think it's Scarlett and her as like the hottest. She didn't fuck. She said she didn't fuck someone. She didn't do something. Didn't do something she clearly was supposed to do because they love blondes who look like that.
Yes.
And the fact that she's just been banished to NXT, she like didn't give, I don't know what she did not do, but she didn't do something.
She didn't do something. I don't know what it was, but this new gear is rocking. It is, she's like wearing those like shorts, but like there's like a V cut, dude. It's like a V cut shorts. This like tie up front, it looks incredible. She looks like a million bucks. She's fighting Saray, who's got like zits on her face.
I know. Saray looked like, dude. Saray looked like she like wandered in from like a fucking aerobics class or something.
Yeah, Saray, to her credit, is like a little, I think she's like 20. I don't even know if she's 20 years old. She's like a little kid, and she actually does look like a little kid in this match. They're fighting, and then Mandy Rose is like draped on the ropes and Saray does like a running low drop kick to Mandy Rose's face. So she goes out. The goth squad grabs her and they're like, no, we're not having this. They take Mandy Rose away. Saray wins with a count out victory, which I don't have no idea if Saray even knew this because she was like, knew this was anything was going to happen because she looked confused as fuck. But
weren't they like giving Saray this big push only a few months ago? Now they've just given up on her too.
I think when she initially came in, they were giving her a big push. And then I think once this whole, like, Junior comes down and evaluates everything, like, she lost. And at least she didn't get caught. Like, he changed a lot of things. He changed a lot of momentum for a few people, including Saray, like, you're right. I'll be honest with you, I hate this fucking ending. The best part about this entire match was Mandy Rose's new gear.
Yeah. Mandy Rose's gear was great. It was just weird to me to see Mandy Rose just destroying this girl and the announcers kind of burying her like she's not prepared for Mandy Rose. And it's like, really? When Mandy Rose is now like, I don't know. Dude, I don't. what happened with her and Otis, man? Like,
I have no idea, man.
Like her, those two had this great storyline. They had Mandy Rose beat Sonya Deville in a really good match. Like, those two had a really good match. And then they just vanished Mandy Rose to Raw to, like, being a tag team with Dana Brooke and just wrestled Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, like, a year.
That storyline was so good that it propelled Otis into the Money in the Bank ladder match and win.
But then, like, dude, like, they just, I don't know, like, I know Sonya Deville was shook up by that stalker. How come she hasn't wrestled ever again?
Yeah, maybe someone found out that Mandy Rose wrote that Otis storyline and really thought she was into fat guys and, like, approached her. And then she was like, no, that's a storyline. I'm not into fat people like you. And then they were like, well, I'm going to fucking write you like shit
now. Oh, yeah. Now you're on a roll with Dana Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked good.
I'm not sure what happened, but it's weird fucking seeing her in NXT, dude. I'll be honest with you. It's weird. Mm-hmm. She made the two goth girls look like garbage. You know,
yeah, everyone looked like a homeless person compared to her. I almost feel like she did it on purpose. She was like, "I'm gonna look the best I've ever looked," because they banished me to NXT.
She looked incredible, dude. Oh my gosh!
And it's like such a weird time to banish her there too, because it's like right when like everyone has a stench of failure, and they're gonna change everything, and then they just shove her in there. It's like.
So Ciampa is sitting in a chair next. He's sitting next to an empty chair because Timothy Thatcher's been injured, and in storyline he's been thrown out. Cuts a promo on Ridge Holland because that's going to be the main event. Then before we go into commercial break, we see the first little tease of the new, I guess you call it, like a tie dye painted NXT the
rainbow hip hop logo. Yeah,
it says coming. So what is this NXT coming about? Like, what's this going to be about? You think?
I think it's going to be, like, more hipper. I don't know. I never know with WWE. I mean, if I was guessing, it would be younger and hipper. I'll tell you what. They've got Tommaso Ciampa. They got to tell him to shave. He looks so old. He looks like an old man. They got to, can you look? Like, dude, he just looks like he's 62 years old, and he's sitting there, I'm a badass, and it's like...
We're going to make some changes in NXT.
Ciampa, if they're going to have this big, like, hip-hop, like, colors, like it's a fucking art show in Brooklyn, they got to get rid of it. They got to get rid of him. I hate to say that.
Yeah,
they
can't. Let's go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
They can't have, like, this hip-hop thing and then have him walk out looking like he just wandered in from the fucking... early bird special at the diner. He looks so old. He looks so old, dude. He looks so old.
I think they're gonna do. I think they're gonna get rid of the focus on the yellow and black.
Oh yeah, the yellow black is gone. It's gonna be
That thing's gonna be completely gone.
But like, if they're gonna do this whole like hip youth thing, he's got to at least shave.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is, but to be honest, I'm actually excited for it.
Yeah,
because NXT right now, it has not, even though there are some good matches, it has not been an exciting program for probably a year.
Yeah,
you know, like a year or more. I think if something's been bland for about a whole year, I think you need to reevaluate things, and that's what they're doing here. So I'm excited for it. Match number two: Duke Hudson versus Kyle O'Reilly. I cannot stand the way Kyle O'Reilly comes into the ring with his fake, like, head bobbing rocking thing. It seems very...
Did you notice the announcers didn't say Adam Cole's name? They just said his undisputed war.
Yeah, that's true. Kyle O'Reilly, he just looks like... You know what I was watching? I was like, Kyle O'Reilly, he's got the most Irish name I've ever heard. He needs to go to the main roster and just be like Sheamus' sidekick. From like
I love it.
More of an Irish stereotype.
I love it.
Like talk like that. Carry around and shit. Wear like a flat cap and shit.
I'm like shocked that like the people still with the company in Undisputed Era, it's him and fucking Roderick Strong. Like that's I would never have predicted that.
Well, Kyle is young. Kyle is younger.
Yeah, I would have predicted now. Kyle and Adam Cole. I just would not have expected Roderick and him.
There was this point where Duke Hudson hits a really nasty looking gut buster that looked great, but ultimately Kyle O'Reilly hits a heel hook for the submission victory. What did you think of this match?
Anything much. I think it was like a glorified squash just to keep Kyle O'Reilly strong. Mm-hmm. I really didn't think much. They didn't really interest me.
Yeah. I don't know where Kyle goes from here, but yeah, it is what it is. September 14th, we see an invitation for September 14th wedding between Indy Hartwell and Dexter Lumis.
That's in 2 weeks, right?
September 14th.
That's in 2 weeks. So yeah, I predict the changes will happen after that episode.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't think they're going to get married.
I think they're going to get married. I think at the wedding, something might stop it, but they'll be like standing on a stage.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that's going to happen, but ultimately the wedding's there. It's not going to actually get finished because something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like Junior comes out and goes, "This is all fake and stupid. I'm changing
this everything. This show sucks. You're all fired. Bring in the girls."
What, I'm like, Indy, what ethnicity are you? Because I'm going to make a fucking stereotype of that.
Indy, you're now Outback Jack's daughter. Outback Indy.
Indy, you're really Indian now. Alicia Taylor invites Dragunov, who is the UK champion, to come to the ring, and he speaks about being the czar. Already, I'm not feeling him as a UK champion. I swear, to me, having him beat Walter was a huge mistake.
I said that. You were like,
yeah. I would have never taken the title off him. I was just like, dude, I bet like three dick touches that Walter was going to win. I fucking owe somebody like a hand job now. He didn't come off like a chain. This was stupid when he was cutting the promo. Did you like this promo that he cut?
No.
He comes in like limping, but he's doing that stupid hand thing like this. Like playing his fucking he's a conductor.
The only reason I could see that he won it is that he two things. He was willing to be in the US more and he's younger.
Yo, that's a very good point. I think you're probably right. You are probably right on both. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's probably exactly how they looked at it. He's younger and
it makes no sense for the defending the UK title all over America, but that's
yeah. I bet you Walter was like, all right, like I'll do 2 weeks at a time, but then like I want to go back.
Dude, the UK title, I just realized that the UK title has not changed hands ever in the UK. Pete Dunne beat I think the kid in Chicago. Walter beat Pete Dunne in New York. I was there, and now Florida, this kid beat Walter. So the UK title has never changed hands in the UK. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny?
It's all right. I guess so. Yeah.
It's like having like a United States title. Oh, I won the United States title. Where? Japan.
Yeah. I think if there was no COVID, it probably would have happened. But yeah, it just has not happened. Then this guy I've never seen before, Arash Markazi, interviewed Kaylee Ray, and Kaylee, well, because she's the new person in NXT, and she said she lists off a whole bunch of people. She said she's going to dominate everybody. Who is Arash Markazi?
I don't know. Some guy, probably another guy Nick Khan represented.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have no idea who this guy is. Carmelo Hayes is getting interviewed in the back because he won the breakout tournament. So when you win the breakout tournament, you get a contract, you get any title shot you want. It's kind of like Money in the Bank briefcase, you know, that thing, but just like you can't call it, like you just can't pull it out anywhere. That's kind of the situation. But the newest member of Legado del Fantasma, Electra Lopez, comes out and does the whole "no, you didn't," and then the whole Legado Fantasma comes out and goes, "Stay away from the North American title. That one's mine." If you had this fucking thing, yeah.
I want Roman Reigns?
Yeah, I see. I don't know. No, I don't know. They didn't mention that
part. I guess maybe just the belts on NXT.
Yeah, I think it's only the bits on NXT. But if you had this briefcase thing, right, wouldn't you just go for the main fucking belt?
I know. Yeah.
Why would you go for the Cruiserweight title if you had this this
contract? Well, that's like when Rhino had any title shot he wants and he cashed it into for the tag belts.
Yeah, it's like, why would you do? To me, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's like, that Rhino, why would you not? You had a million opportunities Like, why would you not, like, try to fight Kenny Omega? Like, oh, I challenge Kenny Omega at AEW.
Yeah. And you don't have, like a set time you have to fucking face a Sky or the thing expires. So what I would do is if I got this title, this thing where I could get any title shot, I would just train my ass off. How about this? Attack Samoa Joe with a lead pipe and then say, I want a title shot next
week. I know.
It's fucking stupid, yeah. We go to match number three, Imperium versus Grayson Waller making his NXT debut fresh from 205. And Drake Maverick, they're doing this new thing where now Drake Maverick is in a tag team where he's a serious one. And his tag team partner is that kind of aloof one. Ooh, interesting. Imperium hits the Imperial Bomb on Grayson Waller. It's all right. You've seen Grayson Waller before, correct? Or this is your first time?
No, I haven't seen 205 Live in a while.
Oh, what did you think of Grayson Waller?
It was okay. It was kind of like when they went on Dynamite, somebody shows up and they act like you're supposed to know who it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what this was too. Because like, yeah, there's been no hype for Grayson Waller unless you watch 205 Live. So that means only myself and someone else.
And he felt like they were like, we like the Killian Dane storyline, but we fired him. We'll just put this guy in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this guy came in with no fanfare. Interesting, but this match is okay. They made Imperium look strong as hell. Then they do this thing where they're doing the way this comedy bit where Johnny Gargano's like, hey, Dexter Lumis is going to be in my corner. He's literally standing right there, but he turns and he goes, oh, stop doing that. Like, I didn't notice you there. Like, come on, bro. You're sitting in like a training room. Like, he didn't even turn a corner. How do you not know he's right there? It's so stupid.
Everything with Gargano is stupid. Everything with Gargano.
Pete Dunne's group cuts a promo where Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch called the MSK and Holland cuts out. There's no name for this group.
No, it was like the Kings of NXT when what's his name was in charge.
Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I guess they don't. Yeah, they decided to take that away.
I guess now the Kings of COVID.
Yeah. That's the Kings of Wrestling. I mean, that's already a thing, but if they stole
Kings that, of NXT is not a bad name.
Kings of NXT is not bad either. I like that. Kings of NXT. The Goth Twins beat the crap out of Saray for, I guess, drop kicking Mandy Rose in the face. And then at the start of the second hour, we got a fourth match. Johnny Gargano versus LA Knight. There is some buffoonery where Dexter Lumis reaches out his hand. He wants to give a high five to Johnny Gargano. Jargani Gargano tries to go for a real slow, which allows LA Knight to like fucking grab him, spin him around and hit him with the BFT finisher for LA Knight to win. This match is okay, except for that bullshit, Dan.
It was long. Is Gargano a good guy or what's going on with him now? Why is he fighting a bad guy?
You know, I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. I think because he's warming up to the idea of Indian Dexter Lumis are good guys, right?
Yes.
And because he's like, all right, I'm allowing this wedding. And he's like, he's just now affiliated with both of them. He doesn't have a problem with them. So he technically is a good guy now. I have no idea where he's going. He's like a reluctant good guy, I guess.
Okay.
He's a Britt Baker. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's stupid. Anyway, yeah, this match was long and boring.
LA Knight. I'm so glad he's in NXT because he is really talented. And if he wasn't on NXT, it would be a more boring show.
That guy's on NWA. Did you see that NWA like thing, like the two-night? Did you watch any of that or not yet?
No, I didn't watch any wrestling since last
week. When I saw Trevor Murdoch had the belt, I was like, yeah, that's okay.
Trevor Murdoch has never had a great body, but he, after he just quit wrestling for a while, he got a huge gut. Mm-hmm. And when he started working for NWA, I think part of his contract was that he will never work out ever again. Yeah, because his stomach has just gotten bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It looks terrible.
Rick Clark. I don't know. I didn't watch it, and like nothing. I think I'm still paying for NWA Power. I gotta like stop doing that.
I listened to a little bit of the Ric Flair promo he cut while he was in NWA, and he was saying how much he loves Vince. I mean, it was like he loves Shawn Michaels, he loves Triple H, he loves like Junior. And the only thing is this, if you did this in AEW, mm-hmm. they would boo those names, but they were cheering when he was saying it in NWA.
I mean, what are you gonna say? We're better? I mean, you're not. Like,
yeah.
He can't even cut like one of those promos where you pretend that the company's better. But you know what? This is real wrestling. You can't even say that. Like, they have Tyrus like waddling down the Tyrus can barely move at this point. You're like, you can't even cut like one of those stupid fake promos. Like,
oh, you talking about someone else who got fatter. Oof.
Who?
Tyrus. He got fatter. Yeah, I know too.
You can't, like, this show's so fucking bad. You can't be like, Trevor Murdoch is the real world champion. Look at that guy. You think fucking Kenny Omega, Christian Cage,
that
and
guy Roman is Reigns, the
and
Bobby real
Lashley, and Samoa Joe? You think they can match up to him? No.
You know, there's that difference between like in shape fat and just fat, right? You know what I'm talking about? Like Trevor Murdoch and what's his fucking name? Tyrus, when they were both in WWE, they were fat, but they were like in shape fat, right? Like kind of like a Kevin Owens. He's like in shape fat, but like now, both of them in NWA, they're like just fat. That's all it is. They're just
like,
fat.
Tyrus, I feel like Tyrus in the back is like, I dare you to tell me to work out. I dare you to tell me to have better matches.
You know, I could tell they're fat. Their stomachs are huge, but they have like these regular skinny arms. It looks weird.
Tyrus sucks, dude. I can't let you to think that guy. Dude, that guy, I can't let you to think, oh, this guy could actually be something. He's fucking garbage. Vince is always right.
You don't have to blame yourself for that guy. I think we all thought that at one point. There was
you
one
know what?
Point
they were smart to make him dance. That was the only time he was ever interested.
Yeah.
Well, remember when people like were livid about that? That was the smartest fucking thing.
Yeah. I forgot where we were. Oh, okay. Yeah. MSK go to William Regal's office. They want to give Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan a tag team title shot, and it's going to be set for next week. And then we get what's his name? Boa? Boa? Yeah, Boa is cutting a promo about how Mei Ying from Tian Sha will make her debut. In-ring debut next week. Remember, Mei Ying's supposed to be that century-old like monster.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she's not gonna be. She's gonna be their Su Young, basically. Basically, they stole the Su Young gimmick. This is their Su Young, basically.
It's probably gonna be better than the Su Young. I hate Su Young. I like Susan though.
I like Susan. Yeah. Mei Ying. Yeah. We'll see how Mei Ying goes. Mm-hmm. Match number 5. Jesse Kamea versus Raquel Gonzalez. Raquel Gonzalez hits a Chicano bomb and then faces off against Frankie Monet, which is going to probably be her next challenger. Jesse Kamea has got some height on her. And this, I thought Jesse Kamea and Raquel Gonzalez had actually some good chemistry. There was a good pace to this match. Ultimately, Gonzalez kicks the shit out of her, but I think these guys, if they build up Kamea, her and Gonzalez could have a really good match, competitive match. Good chemistry between these two.
It was okay. This felt like a longer episode of 205 Live. The way 205 Live is now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like a taped show. They just you kind of feel what's gonna happen, right?
Yeah, this was all right. I never thought like, oh, Raquel's gonna this it was just a match to make Raquel look good.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Ember Moon is getting interviewed. She drops that it's her birthday, but then on her birthday, this Kaylee Ray calls her out. Says, keep my name out of your mouth. Ember Moon wants to fight Kaylee Ray next week. So another match set for next week. Mm-hmm. And then Wade Barrett is interviewing Samoa Joe, who is the first ever 3-time NXT champion. And he's like, oh, I'm going to take on everybody. He wants to face everybody. All right. Who do you think his first challenger is going to be?
Pete Dunne.
Oh, yeah, they did mention that. Like, Pete Dunne's interesting.
This interview was good. I like this interview. I like the fact that they're kind of like being like Samoa Joe is not only like the champion, but he's also working backstage,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of good. It kind of gives them like a old school Bill Watts, Fritz Von Erich feel, where it's like, I'm in charge of territory, but also if you want to you got to beat me to prove like you belong here. Like, I like that aspect of it.
Didn't he resign?
What?
Didn't he resign?
Well, no, he revealed that he helped out with, I mean, he could still help out with like the Vegas.
Because he said, I thought he resigned in order to become a wrestler in NXT.
Yeah, but he resigned from being the sheriff of NXT, but he could like, you know, fucking help out at the tryouts. It's not like he's like beating, it's not like he's like security. He's like helping Triple H and William Regal with the tryouts. That's different.
Yes, it was like I could have sworn the storyline was like I quit. Now hire me as a fucking wrestler. I could fuck this guy up. And then now he's like, I'm still working back there. Then you never fucking quit.
Well,
like,
he's working in a different capacity. He quit. Different capacity. You could be a waiter at a comedy club and make you the manager. It's different.
No, but it's like you're going like you're brought in as the security, and then you go, I quit. Make me one of the comedians on the show. And then you go, oh, I still work there as
well. You could be a comedian and like tell Emilio like who we should book.
Yeah, but then don't do this fake storyline where he quits. Then.
Yeah, but security is not telling people who to book. It's different.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I just thought it was stupid if they're gonna make him quit if you're still working back there.
Well, I don't know. I kind of like it. It was cool. It was a good interview, though.
I mean, yeah. Besides that little.
He's another guy. Like, I don't know why he's been bad. I mean, I kind of know why. I feel like Triple H is like will protect him. I think Triple H wants him in the company more than anyone else.
I think Joe would be good here, though.
I like him here, but like he would be good on all on any of the shows WWE has.
Yeah. Because him versus, we're going to see a whole bunch of, like, matchups we've never seen before. Him versus Pete Dunne.
Can I tell you? Huh? It was interesting that this was the guy they fought to get back. Like, because I do think if he showed up at AEW, it would have been – and him and CM Punk, like, together again, that would have been huge. Like, those two in the ring together.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, imagine Young Bucks versus Samoa Joe, CM Punk. Or like the Elite versus Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk at like Full Gear.
Throw Daniel Bryan in there. It's like a whole
Ring of Honor revival. It is interesting to me. Like, they were like, no fucking way is this guy going. Like, this is the one guy Triple H was like, he's fucking staying here, you fucking old piece of shit, to Vince, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is a little bit, it is kind of interesting, but I think NXT benefits from it. So
it benefits. I'm saying it is interesting that this was the guy that like Triple H was like, no fucking way is this guy going.
Yeah. Anywhere. I wonder what it is, but I don't know. We'll find out later. Mm-hmm. Match number 6, Roderick Strong of Diamond Mine. Diamond Mine comes out with him, including new recruits, the Creed brothers. One of them looks gigantic. So Roderick Strong versus Ikki Manjira. Roderick Strong hits 2 end of heartache rack breakers to beat Jira. Jiro, I kept calling him Jira. That's how important he is. His name is Jiro. Ikki Manjira loses. He's on a losing streak. What do you think of this match?
He's just close guy Yoshitatsu and that never explained it. Like, they just keep, dude, he did this thing where he was like showing off. I was like, it's already over. It's already over for this guy. Like, if I'm Vince McMahon, I'm like, why? Why is this guy even on the show? Why? Like,
yeah, I'm surprised. You know, I'm surprised he didn't get cut.
Dude, he could bear that promo they aired. I can't believe they aired that promo. Like, really? Like, you could have just said he you could have said he tweeted it. Like, that promo was fucking awful.
Yeah, he cut a promo before and it was just like, eh. I mean,
this was not very good.
Yeah, he's Yeah, it is what it is. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark, who are the NXT Tag Team Champions, are in the back getting interviewed with Caden Carter and Casey, I forget her last name.
Carnazzo, whatever the fuck
it is. Yeah, dude, it's been so long since I've seen this girl, I forget her last name. It's and something Caden ridiculous. Carter. Yeah.
Casey and Caden.
Yeah, Casey and Caden. They want a fucking title shot. They're going to get one next week. The best part of this whole thing was Io Shirai goes, I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't even like you. But you're just my tag team partner. So, like, I thought that was kind of funny.
That was funny. Case, I know you never thought she was attractive, but Casey changed her look, and now she's, like, completely unattractive. I was like, why would you change your look?
Wait a minute. What did she change about her look?
She changed her hair or something. I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on it, but she changed something, and now she's like,
"Oh, oh, I can't. I don't. I." She looked the same to me, but I take your word for it. Yeah. Mm. There is. KC is like, she's like so bland. There's nothing
exciting. Well, that's like a lot. Besides Mandy Rose, that's like a lot of the women right now in NXT. It's like,
yeah, because Kayden Carter is the same thing. Her tag team partner is just as bland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
so like a lot every of women. Woman with Robert Stone besides
Frankie Monet.
Frankie Monet, yeah.
There's only
Frankie Monet, like they don't do that. They have done nothing with her. Yeah, Tommy Dreamer phone was spot on. She's serving time in Stanford. Like, you know, like she's not doing anything really.
Who, Frankie Monet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm. You know what, Frankie? Like, it's like when NXT like signs, like AEW signs somebody, and then like they do like nothing with them. That's kind of like what they did with Frankie Monet. You know?
Yeah. You think you'd put her? Although they had, when I read they had John Morrison get squashed last night, I was like, oh, that doesn't sound good.
They had to get squashed. I didn't even know that.
Almost beat him.
Almost get squashed. Oh.
But so I don't know, because they had Miz beat him up. Now he got squashed. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I gotta watch Raw. I haven't watched it yet. Cameron Grimes is in the back being interviewed when Grizzled Young Veterans come in. I forgot this tag team was still there. Grizzled Young Veterans come in. They mock him for having a replica $1 million belt. Basically, this whole promo was to push WWE Shop. Hey, you could get replica belts at WWE Shop, including this replica of $1 million championship belt. And then, yeah, he drops it on their foot and they get hurt. And Grimes runs away. This is basically a commercial.
Yeah, it was whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. Match number 7. Final match. Ciampa versus Ridge Holland. Ciampa hits the Willow's Bell DDT for the win afterwards. The stable with no name come in and they beat the shit out of Ciampa. MSK came in. MSK runs in and makes the save. MSK versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch next week with tag titles. This is an okay match. Sorry. It's okay.
I hated that Ciampa won this. I thought they're trying to build this guy up. Why is he losing to this guy who looks like he's 97 years old? I just don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand it, bro. I don't understand it.
It's like almost like they're doing that main roster type of booking where you win one week and then you lose next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I just
– yeah.
This guy just took out the mini catcher and Ciampa's beating him. I hated that. Dude.
No, what should have happened was Ciampa's getting the upper edge and then there's too many people they attack him Holland steals a victory and then he starts beating him up after an MSK comes in. Yeah, I don't know why like this Rich they're doing this thing where he wins and he loses it's like stupid. It's dumb.
Well, this episode was very boring. Any other week I would have said let's not even do a podcast on this, but this is the only weekday I have free to do a wrestling podcast except for Sunday. I'm going to be ordering All Out on Sunday. Are you around to do a podcast about that?
No, I have to go. I'm going away. Yeah, this next weekend.
Wow, bro. You really know how to ruin my life.
You know what? I would get fucking. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to go to my friend's house and watch it. So we're going to make an old thing. So,
yeah.
People are excited for CM Punk. Although, dude, I was watching Rampage. I was fucking livid that. Lucha Express lost again.
Wait.
Not Lucha Express. Jurassic Express.
I was so confused. I was like, wait. So which team actually won? Lucha Brothers beat Jungle Jurassic Express?
Yeah. So now they're getting the pay-per-view match. Like, I'm telling you, they don't know how to. And then someone tweeted something like, oh, when Jack Perry gets the big win. I'm like, how long is it supposed to be till this guy gets the big win, bro? Like, WWE had to lose this much, they'd be like, he needs to go to AEW. Like, how long until this fucking guy gets a win? Like,
it's been a bit. Jungle Boy, both Jungle Boy and Hangman Adam Page have not gotten a title yet. Mm-hmm. What's his fucking name, too? MJF, right? Mm-hmm. And Sammy Guevara. The only one of the young guys who's actually won a belt is Darby, right? And I'm telling you this, if you're doing this storyline where it's like, Hangman Page just can't get that win. He just can't get that win thing. That's fine. But if you're repeating that same storyline with another person, it's like, come on, dude. How many of these?
It's all these like, young guys. Can't get the victory win. Thing. Yeah. Here's the other thing I just want to add about AEW, and then we'll call it a podcast. So my friend, I was watching my friend Chris, who has like a theatrical background. He went to theater school and stuff. And, you know, he doesn't do it anymore, but he knows like theater kids. So he's watching the match, and Audrey Edwards is the referee. And he goes like, what's going on with her? And I'm like, oh, she's a referee. He goes, was she a former dancer? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, I can tell she's a frustrated theater kid. Like, she's pirouetting in the background. And then like, he was like laughing his ass off at her movements. Cause he was like, this bitch is just a frustrated like former. He said, I never noticed any ref. All I can see is this woman. Like, I can't stop seeing this woman like dancing around the other wrestlers. Like, it's really funny that someone picked up on that. That knows nothing about wrestling. That she's like a former dancer, like a frustrated former dancer.
I don't know if she was a dancer.
She was a dancer. Yeah.
She was? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just funny that he picked up like someone who doesn't watch wrestling picks up on her stupid movements in the background. Like,
I can totally see that. She, believe it or not, she does not have a lot of refereeing experience. And I don't think she's as good as some people think she is.
No, she's not, because you're not for him to like notice her. And like then he like, now I can't stop watching this fucking ref.
Yeah, you're not supposed to notice the referee.
Like for him to notice her and call and figure out her entire background and then be like, she's distracting me from the match. All I'm watching. Now he's like, I just want to watch that ref. And he goes, is the ref going to be at the CM Punk match? Is she going to be doing ballerina splits while he's like wrestling? And that's not a good thing.
Well, she's over somewhat.
I don't think that's a good thing. I think she takes away from the matches. I do.
I agree.
All right. Well, we will see you sometime next week to talk about all these creeps in wrestling. Well, but thanks again for listening, guys. That's the podcast.